It is Friday, November 3rd. Hello, I'm Ashley Rowe. If you're heading out tonight, maybe you're going to an area high school football game, you're going to want to bundle up. Temperatures for around game time are going to be in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, though, mostly sunny skies, and we're going to have a nice warm-up comparatively, a high of 71 degrees. Now let's get to your headlines. Details are just emerging about shots fired at a Wake County school transportation van. One adult and three children were inside the van on Monday when shots were fired, including two girls en route to South Garner High School. The mother of those girls told WRAL they had to duck to shield themselves from gunfire. The leading Republican candidate for governor calls the Durham protests that blocked a busy highway last night, quote, unacceptable. Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson said in a statement he would have moved quickly to clear the roads of these, quote, extremist displays. Durham's police chief, Patrice Andrews, was supportive of how her officers handled the matter, saying her officers' actions prevented unnecessary harm. And don't forget, you're going to get an extra hour of sleep on Sunday. Clocks will fall back an hour. The end of daylight saving time is also a good reminder to check your batteries and your smoke detectors in your home. For more on these stories and other news of the day, head on over to WREL.com or the WREL News app. Have a great weekend. I'm Ashley Rowe.